Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? This is Kevin Deers. This is Demon Hunter. We got Ryan Clark. We got Jonathan Dunn. I almost pointed the wrong direction. They're quarantining together. I'm hanging out, and I wanted to talk to these guys specifically. You guys are in Seattle, right? You guys are quarantining in Seattle area?
Outside of Seattle. An undisclosed location outside of Seattle.
Yes.
We're out in a bunker in the woods.
Nice. There's a bunch of rad skateboards behind you. So maybe if you get really bored, you can bust out some kick flips or something.
Yeah, we would need trucks and wheels for all of them, but yes.
That's true. How are you guys doing? How are you guys holding up and staying safe, staying sane? How are you guys doing?
Pretty good. I'm kind of fairly reclusive in the first place. So
He's been practicing for his whole life.
Yeah, I've been practicing my whole life for this, and I think I'm succeeding with flying colors. It doesn't bother me all that much. You know, I probably get out, like actually out, like maybe once every 2 weeks, really, other than, you know, just running to the store or coffee or whatever. So, I've been very fortunate in the midst of all this. You know, I've had friends who have lost their jobs and, you know, pretty intense stuff happening around me. And meanwhile, like, my career outside of the band is, you know, doing album packaging design for the most part. So when basically everyone's tours were canceled, they all shifted their focus to recording at least kind of like working towards some sort of recorded material. And so I've been surprisingly really, really busy. So trying not to feel guilty about it, because I know a lot of people are really struggling, but I've honestly never been busier, because everyone's in the studio or, you know, like just writing or whatever. So I've got my work cut out for me, and I've just been hunkering down. This, what you're seeing us in right now, is my new studio. So
that's badass.
Yeah, it's a garage, basically converted. I have a big like a 3-car garage. That little orange door over there is a vocal booth, like a little isolation booth for vocals.
Oh, that's so killer.
So it'll be like kind of a combined, design space and studio. It's got pretty, tall ceilings. So, I guess you probably do drums in here. It wouldn't sound massive, but probably wouldn't sound too bad. So this is another thing that I've been doing since all this kind of went down, is we finished this basically right before all the pandemonium happened.
Oh man, perfect timing.
Yeah, exactly. Our guitar player Jeremiah builds studios and stuff, so he's been helping me with this. I flew him out, 4 times this year to kind of chip away at doing this. And this last time is when we finished it. So when everything was going down, I finally had the opportunity to basically move all my stuff into here, and I have a lot of stuff. So that took me a good 4 or 5 days. Now I'm finally settled in and like actually working in here. So
that's awesome. Sounds like you're staying hella busy. Jonathan, how about you, man? How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. You know, I've been sneaking my kids out of the house every once in a while.
Okay.
You know, not promoting breaking any rules or anything, but I will just say going up to Snoqualmie Pass right now is amazing because there's not a single person up there. You can have the whole mountain to yourself.
Nice.
Get the kids out of the house, nothing to worry about, no one to cough on you. Bring some sleds.
Are you having to assume the role of teacher at this point?
That's a responsibility that I should be taking on. You know, I'm more of a school of hard knocks kind of
oh, okay. Yeah.
More bumps and bruises, letting them learn that way, you know?
Yeah, the DIY teacher, right? Just learn from, yeah.
We were talking, both of our kids got bloody noses from accidents today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We're that kind of parents.
Yeah. Okay. I was talking to this guy, Tom, who played in a band called Most Precious Blood. I interviewed him, it was like last week, and he was saying people are getting so restless in New York City. Yeah. So I was talking to my friend Tom, and he lives in New York City in Brooklyn, and he said that kids are getting so restless. There's a guy in their neighborhood who every day he allows his kids to go out on their balcony and scream as loud as they can for like 2 minutes straight.
That's amazing.
My kids do that without permission or.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Exactly.
That's pretty common. We do have a friend that, you know, he's played in a handful of bands over the years. Mm-hmm. He was in a band called Spoken.
Yeah. I remember Spoken.
He was the bass player, and he lives in New York now. And so, you know, he's a big 49ers fan. So I'm always having to bust his chops about the 49ers. So I stole a quote off of Instagram that goes, San Francisco hasn't been shut down like this since the fourth quarter of the Super Bowl.
Nice.
And I saw that and I was like, I have to bust his chops. So
yep.
I stole the joke. I sent it to him and he texts me back and he's like, dude, I have COVID-19 and I've been in quarantine bedridden for 9 days and you send this to me?
Yeah.
It's like, oh man.
That was the first person actually that either of us actually knew personally that had.
Wow. Yeah. I saw like news about like the Death Angel and Testament tour. They all came back from Europe and several of them had COVID, and luckily like Chuck Billy seems to be doing better and that seems to be at least a positive of that. But you know, that's not really like a positive thing, but you know, there is a positive that some people tend to be getting better. Last time I talked to you guys was the release of your double album, War and Peace. And then we got to see this killer live show at Numo's. And you guys brought that all across the United States. Tell me a little bit about, because we were talking about how it was going to happen. And I hadn't talked to you guys after or really during the whole experience. Tell me a little bit about the reception for that and some of the best shows how it all came together.
From my perspective, at least, I think it was the most fun that we've had on the road. Like at least from where I was sitting, it felt like the kind of idea that we were all a little bit unsure on whether or not we were going to be able to pull it off. Because it was a lot of songs for a band that doesn't play very often. Mm-hmm. So just...
How many songs were we having
total? It was 22 songs total. And then we've only played acoustic as a full band. Yeah, maybe three times in almost 20 years, you know? So it's just a muscle we don't really flex very often. So we were worried about how that might go over and our ability to just be able to, you know, dig up these old songs and brush them off and be able to do them. How my voice would handle doing that many songs a night, the turnout. And, you know, I kind of made the decision early on for this to be the kind of tour where we would kind of pull out all the stops, do full lighting rig, which we haven't done since like 2008.
Okay.
So it had been a long time since we'd done like a show.
Yeah.
Like really, you know, new backdrop, new gear, new, you know, full light guy, full crew, tour in a bus, be comfortable, all those kinds of things. It had been over a decade since we had done that kind of stuff. And so I made the decision early on that, like, even if it was the kind of break even situation, that's what we were going to do. We were going to bring a show. And so, it ended up being awesome, you know, and we did better than break even, which was great for us, you know. Yeah. Obviously, like, that always helps.
Yeah.
But it was great. You know, we had a couple of sold out shows, which were awesome. And the way that the sets went with the acoustic first and the heavier second, I think it was like a nice warm up for us, to be honest. Like, my voice felt better doing the screaming after doing a set of singing. And so it was just kind of like, it ended up being a bit of a perfect storm. There were no major snafus. I mean, we did break a drive shaft on our bus, like, when we did the second run, like, literally hours into the run. It's like the middle of the night, and we all feel this huge just thud in the bus.
Jesus.
Sure enough, we broke a drive shaft, and, you know, our manager just, you know, our tour manager just jumped to it, and we ended up making the show. We did a full bus transfer, like a full bus and trailer transfer, and made it in time for load-in, you know. So it was just like, anything that could have potentially been, you know, stressful, it was easily kind of sussed out. And then the shows themselves were great. I feel like we played really well. I feel like people really received it really well. I was kind of pleased with ourselves, you know, on one side, and then also just like stoked that we were able to actually deliver this idea that we had to the fans and do it justice, you know.
Well, it was totally. I mean, you guys just, it was like an evening with Demon Hunter. It was straight up like, it could have been at the Paramount, you know, if it was on, like, it was a really like gorgeous kind of setup. The backdrop was beautiful. And you guys sounded excellent. The acoustic stuff just came off without a hitch. And you said you guys only played three sets together. Well, you certainly couldn't tell. I mean, you guys just sounded great. And then you guys busted out the metal and got everyone going. So, I mean, that was a very memorable show from 2019, I'd say. And just, yeah, congratulations on that.
From the band side, non-singing band side, the acoustic set was like one of the most terrifying things almost every night. We're like, why are we doing this? This is such a bad idea.
You can't mask that. Yeah, you can't mask that.
Yeah, so we were all like, as soon as the acoustic set was over, it made the heavy set seem like the easiest thing in the world. Yep. Oh, man, thank God the acoustic part's over. Now we can do the easy stuff.
Nice.
There's no room for, you know, the smallest errors kind of shine through when you're doing acoustic. There's just no... This is my daughter Ryan.
Hey, what's up?
Got some food delivery service coming in.
Oh, that's awesome. So you guys, you mentioned that bands are kind of no bands touring, right? No shows are happening. You're focusing on doing the artwork and the album layout for a ton of projects. Did this put a damper on anything you guys had planned coming down the road? Did you guys have to postpone or cancel anything?
Well, there was a chance that we were going to be playing inside of a volcano in Mexico on Easter Day.
It's actually true.
Which we'll have to just wait. Hopefully the volcano doesn't blow up and we can get to it next year.
That's a true story. We actually had quite a bit planned for pretty early on this year. And I'm hoping to salvage a lot of those plans as things kind of develop in the next couple months. But yeah, we planned on essentially extending the same kind of tour format that we did last year. Since it did so well, we wanted to extend that into, you know, further into the States, into territories that we weren't able to do. We only really did West Coast and like south-ish kind of. We wanted to kind of take that to the full, you know, full on, do a full on East Coast, like Florida to New York, and then do like a full-on Midwest thing, you know, Chicago, yeah. Minneapolis, all that. That's still very much in the plans. And I, you know, I felt it kind of necessary to tell our fan club and stuff that that was in the cards, just yeah. so they, you know, just so they knew that we weren't, that we had something in the works for them. So it's not necessarily like I'm divulging this stuff right now, but you know, we came to the point where it was going to be June, July, which
okay.
who knows, maybe that's still feasible, but it's certainly not feasible if you're looking to promote it with any sort of vigor. So, there was that. And then we've had some plans also to record some things. That is something that I can't necessarily divulge right now.
Fair enough.
But yeah, it was slated to be a pretty full year for us. And right now it's just, you know, like everyone else, it's really tentative. I will say that between me and Patrick, our other guitar player, there's been a lot of writing happening, especially from Patrick. especially from Patrick, because he's just, you know, he's a fitness coach.
Oh, wow.
And so as soon as gyms and all that were closed, he's just kind of been
writing
and, you know, trying to kill time. He's in a new move to right outside of Philadelphia recently.
Okay.
So he's got a new place, and so they don't really know anyone out there. So it's just all, been all like, you know, just chatting on the phone and him just doing a bunch of demos. And so I've been trying to write when I can, like to his demos and some of my own. And then, yeah, but my time's lately been really just taken up with doing design stuff. So,
yeah. Which the silver lining from all this is like 6 months from now, there's going to be so many albums coming out. Cause everybody, home writing and demoing, recording, like, there's going to be a crazy influx of new music by the end of the year, which is going to be great.
Dude, absolutely. You guys are probably no stranger to the like teleconferencing, the Zoom meetings, the Skype meetings, because you guys are all over the United States. There's a ton of bands that are now having to learn this, but I feel like you guys are already past that point. You guys have probably been doing band meetings this way the whole time.
Yeah, well, my guilty pleasure, which a lot of people aren't really into this app, but Marco Polo is like that video chat app, you know?
Okay.
You do like direct, it's basically like FaceTiming with people, but it's like one person at a time, you know?
Okay.
So I'll send someone like a message, and then they'll, whenever they get it, they can just send one back. But it doesn't store on your phone, so it's not like recording a bunch of video. You don't have to wait for someone to be available, so it's not like FaceTime. But me and a few friends have been doing that for a couple of years, and it's been like really clutch to have that during this time. Cause it's like, it's a saving grace that makes you feel like you're actually hanging out with people. So that's been pretty major. So I got my folks on that now and like some other friends on it. And, but yeah,
Influencer over here.
Yeah.
Ryan Clark, the influencer.
Yeah. I need
he just got paid $50 for that polo spot that he ran.
Is this Cameo?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, me, Jeremiah, and Patrick have been doing, we've been on a thread there for a couple of years where we're just pretty much every day, we're just shooting the breeze back and forth. But it's especially now become like very important, I think, to have something like that.
Yeah. Something I was curious and a kind of a random question, but obviously you guys have the art and the music to channel your energy into. I mean, we can only watch so much Netflix, right? You can only watch Ozark season 3. That's all we got. So, if you guys didn't have the band to focus all your energy onto, if you could think of what's one skill, if you had all this downtime and you're like, okay, we're quarantining, what's one skill that you would find amusing to acquire, like one thing that you would love to kind of put in your tool belt?
I at least dabble in like everything that kind of interests me. So I work on cars a lot. You know, I always have some project car that I'm working on or building, motorcycles. I like woodworking and building things. I've been dreaming the last week or so about building like a massive tree house out of my house. Like,
oh, awesome.
Like a house in the trees style. So, you know, I've been spending a lot of time on that and making materials lists and drawing out my plans. And so I stay pretty busy. Like, okay. Working hands is good therapy for me. So I'm always building or tinkering or working on something. A skill that I don't have that I'd like to develop.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. Maybe tattooing.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
I guess I'd need to like be a decent hand-drawn artist before I could tattoo, but
just give him a shot. Just try it out.
Ryan gave me this little stick and poke right there.
Oh, there you go. Well, he's an awesome artist, so I feel like he have a step up on that part.
It's like my wife is much better than I am. I don't have quite the patience and the like precision in my hand to be really good at it, but she's given like tons of these stick and pokes to her friends and stuff. I'm sure hers are way more accurate than mine are.
Yeah.
But yeah, we have this little kit that we bring with us kind of wherever we go.
And okay.
It's a lot of fun, you know, to pull out late at night and just kind of give each other like little doodads. I think I would, I've been talking about it actually with John and his wife. We've got a little bit of property out here and I've wanted to make a garden for a while, and John and his wife have a really sweet garden and
awesome
chickens and cows and everything. And I've got a lot of space, but we haven't done anything with it yet, you know, in that regard, in terms of animals or growing anything. We've got one blueberry bush. That's about
that's huge.
The bulk of our harvest.
Yeah.
But I would love to learn how, you know, the ins and outs of just kind of simple gardening. Gosh, I'm sounding old, but I think it'd be sweet to just, especially now, you know, when
who knows
what the future holds. It's like,
who knows, dude?
To have like some herbs and some, you know, tomatoes, carrots, like just some basics, you know, some veggies. And I think it'd be a lot of fun. That and some handful of chickens.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
So yeah, we get our eggs from them right now, but,
that's awesome.
We're gonna do a little something of our own soon here.
Yeah. We live that country life.
Okay.
But
nice. Well, you know, I don't want to take up all your time. I saw your kid was probably wants to play with dad.
Food delivery.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
There's our next plug. That's another $50 for
right?
money, right?
AAA.
Yeah.
Before we go, I wanted to know, so like, obviously we're trying to stay positive, but there's a lot of negativity out there. If you know, you watch the news, you can get caught up kind of in like a feedback cycle of negativity. If you are ever in like a bummed out mood, and you want to change that, can you guys think of an album each that might cheer you up or get you stoked? It doesn't have to be like metal, anything that like you can put on and it's just like a good palate cleanser and gets you in a good mood.
Could I do a single song?
Absolutely. Right?
So I don't know how I missed it. I was actually talking to Ryan about this the other day. I don't know how I missed Patty Griffith. Is that right?
Griffin.
Patty Griffin.
Is it? Griffith? Griffin?
Let me bring it up just to Griffin. Patty Griffin. And she's kind of like bluegrass, country singer, beautiful voice. I'd never heard of her before, and I just stumbled on. She has a song called As Cold As It Gets.
Okay.
And I heard that song. This is, I don't know, last Tuesday or something like that. And I heard the song, and it like gave me chills listening to it.
Okay.
Bonkers. And I got stuck in a loop on that song where I was building some garden beds in my wood shop, and I listened to that song, that one song, on repeat for like 2 hours long.
Oh wow.
Over and over and over. And yeah, I mentally got stuck in a loop on that song that I just could not break. So I listened to it more than an album's length, but check that one out. Like, it was weird how it just caught me, and like it was just perfect song in the perfect moment, and I couldn't get over it.
That's awesome, man. And how about you, Ryan?
It's not necessarily like an old classic or anything, but like a fairly new record, a record that came out last year that I've been rocking a lot. And it's definitely like a real feel good is the new White Reaper record.
Yeah. That's a cool band. Yeah.
Yeah. They're from Louisville. And I mean, it's just like hook central, and it's They're a little bit, I'd say they're like a little bit Thin Lizzy.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah,
totally. Yeah. It definitely got that kind of Thin Lizzy, like lead guitar kind of thing going on, dueling guitar thing. The guy's voice is killer. Mm-hmm. The choruses are just insanely catchy. It's got like a little bit of a throwback thing, you know, even beyond the Thin Lizzy thing. It's got a little bit of like a 60s kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Production is super slick. Every song on the record, I think, is catchy. It's definitely like a feel good, like almost like a 90s power pop rock record. And I keep going back to it.
Awesome.
That's one of those records that I just right now, you know, I've been rocking that when I can't think of anything else to play or when like nothing new is like really doing it for me, I just go right back to that one. So that's been like a major one lately.
Okay. Right on. Great suggestions. And, yeah. So before I go, I need to say shout out to Steve Rock. I told him we were going to be talking, and he's like, dude, tell him I said, what's up. So shout out Steve Rock.
Mr. Rock, man.
Awesome, dude. And then also, is there anything you guys want to say to, you know, your audience, any Demon Hunter fans, anyone in the Seattle music community or nationwide or worldwide, that might be watching this right now and is kind of, you know, stuck quarantining, stuck in doing the safe thing.
I don't know. Maybe it's a similar message to what a lot of people are saying, but I just say, like, use this time to do something productive, right? Like, don't feel like you have to write the next Shakespearean novel or whatever, but, you know, yeah, kind of what you're bringing up, like learn that new skill or trade or learn a new language or, you know, go watch documentaries about where your food comes from or like, even if you're not, whatever, super interested in the topic, like just dive in and just, you know, have those like random facts that once we all get out, you'll be like, did you know the average porpoise lives for 68 years? You know, have some party discussion. You know, just, yeah, I think it's too easy to like, just like you said, watch Netflix and kind of go to the same social websites over and over and over. It's like, delete all that stuff. Just expand your mind, learn something, read something. For sure, there's books on your shelf you've never read. Like,
oh yeah.
Just exercise your mind if you can't exercise your body.
Yeah, I'd second that. And I would say a lot of us are, myself included, a lot more fortunate than other people. We all know have kind of either been furloughed from jobs or have been laid off and have very kind of tentative futures. Don't be afraid to like reach out to those people, even if it feels cheesy or lame or whatever, or trite or whatever. You know, my neighbor a couple of weeks ago just reached out and asked if we had any masks or gloves or whatever. And I know that it looks like we're all coming, you know, hopefully fingers crossed coming to like the other side of that hill with this thing. But, obviously don't be afraid to check in on friends and family and people that like, especially people that lost their jobs, you know, they certainly, need, to hear some support on the other line. So, that and
you know what else, last night we pulled out old photo albums.
That was gonna get me to what I was gonna say.
Oh, sorry, I stole it.
No, it goes right in line with that. I was gonna say the irony of this whole thing is that it happened like pretty much right at the beginning of 2020. Mm-hmm. 2020 is like, you know, everyone knows that the old adage about hindsight being 2020. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit ironic that something this crazy would happen right at the beginning of that year, where all we can really do is look back and look at how good we actually have it when something like this is not kind of affecting all of us. So it's also a good time to just reflect on how good we have it, you know, when we're not isolated and we're not like, having to, you know, rearrange our lives in order to navigate this thing, you know? So, I think it goes without saying, but like, just, you know, be thankful for what you do have. 'Cause you know, we're going to be on the other side of this thing soon. Yeah. And it's not, you know, I would hope that everyone wouldn't, kind of look back and just forget about, or not look back, you know, they would just forget about it, but that they would realize how good it is when it's not going on, you know.
Yeah, man. Appreciate the small things a little bit more, you know, like, when we're on the other side of this, I said, I can't wait for just like a boring Tuesday, you know, where I just go to work and nothing really happens, or like a band. I don't really like go see a band. I don't necessarily enjoy this set right now, but it's live music and there's my friend and I'm hanging out, you know? Yep. So
absolutely, man.
Dude, thank you guys so much for talking, and definitely check out War and Peace, Demon Hunter. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. See you guys.
See ya.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.